Welcome back to another episode of Don't Quote Us. I'm your host, Jasmine, alongside my co-hosts and best friends, Miriam and Roya. Season two, baby!
It's not just any episode. It's not just any episode, Jasmine.
It's our season finale. We are retiring the season two, baby.
Wow, finally.
Finally.
Finally!
It's been a long time coming.
Yeah, I've been waiting for this day.
We waited 25 episodes for this moment. This is also our, okay, so this is our 25th episode of the season and our 50th episode ever.
Wow. So we've been doing this for more than 50 weeks.
Yeah.
What is it, an anniversary? Is like your diamond or your...
Oh, like diamond jubilee or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. We have to ask the
queen. I think it's golden.
Golden doodly.
You know what I used to call a penis when I was a kid? A doodly.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't
a
like...
gold.
How did I say that? Like, that's
so I don't know
how
you said that. I was like, wow.
Full circle moment.
That's what we used to call it as a kid.
Was that, like, taught to you? Or
and
you
my
made it up?
My parents would tell us. Or my parents would tell my brother, and, like, I heard it, obviously.
Is that, like,
a golden doodly.
Did they make that up? Or is
no
that
idea.
A British
Never asked.
Thing?
Never asked.
Is that a British thing? I feel like with any slang Miriam has. Curious. She's trying to learn new things.
Yeah, I'm trying to learn about your culture, Miriam.
My culture. Oh, my goodness. But, yeah. Golden doodly today.
Yep.
The goldest of doodlies.
The biggest one.
Oh, Zooey Mama.
Oh my gosh. Anyways, shout out to Miriam for getting us to even start this thing.
Oh yeah.
Be honest, did any of us see it lasting 50 episodes?
No.
Yes.
That was quick.
Yes.
I thought we were gonna be like once a month and like, you know, like completely on and off.
Like it fizzle out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what
we
have. Like we haven't, like recently we haven't done it weekly, but we've still gotten it done, which I think is good because obviously we got a lot busier once school
picked
up again.
I feel like we, even though we didn't do it every week, we had the commitment to do it.
Yeah.
Like if we couldn't do it 1 week, we would reschedule.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Good job, guys.
Go us. Go us.
We're just content creators, just new influencers joining the scene.
Shut up, Jasmine.
Can we get sponsored? The fuck? Can we get sponsored by Dyson?
That'd be awesome. What's like the top sponsor? Like, if you could have a dream sponsor, what would it be?
An airline, like Emirates.
Let's manifest. UAE, is that it?
United Arab Emirates. That's the country, babe.
Oh, no. Then what's the airline?
The airline is just Emirates.
Oh, okay. My bad. I'm not bougie like that.
I'd say an airline or like Apple.
Oh my god, imagine. That'd be insane.
I don't even know.
Like Google sponsor.
We get Tim Cook on the podcast.
Oh yeah.
Who would be the, okay, which guest would just not fit this vibe? I'm thinking like Neil deGrasse Tyson. Like
who?
If we had Neil deGrasse Tyson. You don't know him?
No.
He's like, have you watched the show The Cosmos?
No.
Wait, you don't know
he's
Neil deGrasse Tyson?
No.
Google him, you'll know.
Maybe I'll know his face.
You definitely know his
face.
Yeah,
you will.
And he's like, our universe is vast.
Bro, I've literally never seen this man.
You've never seen... Oh, he's super fit. He's really famous. He's like the most famous scientist, in my opinion. Other than Dr. Fauci.
What about Bill Nye? What about Bill Nye?
No, Bill Nye is big in like the millennial Gen Z. But like in terms of worldwide influence, it's Neil deGrasse Tyson.
I've literally never seen that man in my life.
Okay, he said something I think about all the time.
Heard his name? Because I get it if you've never seen his face.
I've probably heard his name, but I've never seen his face. I've definitely heard his name because I've heard Jasmine talking about it, but I literally didn't know who he was.
He's my hero. But he said this one thing that like I can't get out of my head. And he said, because he was asked, if aliens exist, why didn't they contact humans, right? Like, if they know we're here. And he said, when you walk down the sidewalk and you see a worm on the street, you either keep going or you squish it. And I was like, oh, damn. We're the worm.
And you said how you can't forget that, right?
Yeah.
Boom, for all about it.
Okay, but I can't forget it because it impacted my life.
No, I'm joking. That's actually really interesting.
Right? Isn't that crazy? It kind of spooked me. I'm not interested in aliens anymore. Because, like, we're stupid compared to them. We're like, oh my god. Exist. Yeah. Well, I think they do.
Well.
Ooh, debate time. Do aliens exist?
Yeah, you're not.
I don't know if they don't, but I just don't. I'm not 100% that they do. I'm kind of just like, I mean, it's likely that there's something else out there.
Do you think
I'm
they look like us?
No.
The way she cut you off.
Do you think?
Because like, I'm not 100%. It's likely that there is something else out there because, like,
do you think they're taller than us?
How the fuck did humans? How did humans start? Like, take the religion out of it. How did humans start?
I was like, bring the religion life in general, or just humans?
Humans, and life in general. Like, how
they say it's the Big Bang.
Take faith out of it.
Yeah,
and only give me science.
It's like one in like a trillion chance or something that we exist, or that like we would have
not evolved.
like we're a blip. We're an anomaly.
I don't like thinking about it too much.
I don't. I hate it
because sometimes I realize I'm like, damn, I'm really tiny on this big ass planet in a big ass galaxy in a big ass universe. I was like, exactly. I don't need to know about that. Why are they telling me those things? My life is the whole world's life. Everyone in the world knows what's going on in my life, and they're all feeling sad.
They're all collectively sad because of what happened.
Yeah, but then I realized, no.
You ever, like, look, like, people watch, and you realize everybody has their own problems, their own life. Like, why would anyone care about mine?
You know what?
Because, like, no offense, but I don't care about a stranger's.
Yeah. Same.
Okay, not I mean, that if they died, I wouldn't care. But I just mean, like, oh, I don't care, like, if they're fighting with their girlfriend or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're probably in the wrong.
If it's a man, they're probably in the wrong. Alas, I digress.
Yeah, I've, like, stared out into, like, the night sky and just, like, freaked out. I'm like, why do I even care about this? Like, why does any of this matter? What are we doing? Like, it's the worst.
Think about it. It'll be over in, like, what, a couple years?
Bing bong.
Fuck your life.
Oh, Jasmine. Joe Byron.
Jasmine.
You see his dogs in your front yard.
Jasmine.
You know, upstairs, I'm going hard. Bing bong.
I love that. Me too. It's so funny.
Every time my friends and I cheers, we just say bing bong.
And then I think of the bing bong from Inside Out. Now, okay. Rip. Which Pixar movie made you the most emotional?
Back, I recently just watched Luca, like a few days ago.
Oh, I haven't watched that yet.
It messes really you up,
right?
It's about, like, it's just so, like, oh.
Aw.
Because then, like, you watch it, and you can clearly tell it's a metaphor for something else, something bigger in life than, like, these two kids, like, becoming friends. And, like, it's just, it's really good. I liked it. But, like, yeah, I personally liked, I really liked Luca and Coco.
Ooh, Coco's so good.
Coco's really one of my all-time faves.
Remember me. Oh. So good.
Okay.
Though I have to say goodbye.
Even those lyrics are so sad.
Tears every single time. You know, I went through this huge phase in my life where I just watched people's reactions to Coco. Because I'm like, did they as I did? I was curious.
You're doing like a little pull.
Yeah, but then my sister was like, Roya, or no, I was, we were going to watch it the other night. Then I was like, should I just film my own reaction?
Does Coco still make you cry even though you've seen it so many times?
I don't think it makes me cry, but like I just get really sad. Like, because then you spiral. Then you're like, oh, but then like a few years when they die, will anyone remember them? Like, ugh, who else is being forgotten? So sad.
Dang. Toy Story 3 was like really sad for me.
Yeah.
Also, okay, Brave.
Merida.
Merida.
You had a chance to change your fate, wouldn't you?
I like Soul. I really liked Soul.
I haven't watched that yet. I want to watch that so bad.
Oh. Okay, is it?
It's so good. It's so good.
So good.
Okay, I know this is could be like a debated topic, but like I honestly did enjoy Toy Story 4. I was really sad about how it ended.
We watched it all together.
Yeah, liked it. You know the Pixar theory?
Yeah.
It's this theory that every Pixar movie, they're all connected through a timeline, but they're not released in that order. And you have to try to piece together
how it works. What comes first, yeah.
Like how WALL-E is the last one because it's like the world ended and like everyone's living in space. Mm-hmm. And the first one is like, I think, Brave?
I don't know.
I
haven't seen like an updated one.
Yeah, I don't know where Coco, Soul, or Luca fits. Actually, are those Pixar?
Uh-huh. I think, yeah.
Yeah.
Is Brave Pixar?
Actually, I don't know.
Brave Disney DreamWorks.
That's a good question. I don't know.
I don't think it's Pixar.
Yeah, now that you say, I think she's a Disney princess.
Because she gives me, you know, like you can tell when there's a Pixar movie.
She gives you Elsa vibes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that.
She's not Pixar, sweetheart. Babe.
It's a 2012 American computer produced by Pixar, but was released by Disney. It was produced by Pixar's animation studio and released by Walt Disney Pictures.
Art.
Imagine if we were... Okay, we can't be sponsored by Disney. That wouldn't fly. Why? We're not the most... We were talking about golden... diddly doos.
we're not Disney adults. We're not.
Diddly doos. That's not what it was.
What was it?
Doodlies.
It's like a mix of doodlies. No, not doodlies. Doodlies. Uh-huh. And didgeridoo. My favorite instrument.
What's my favorite instrument?
What?
Your mom? Stay with me. Shut up. You know what it is?
What?
Clarinet.
Boom whackers.
What's that?
Do you remember like the tubes that would make noise?
Oh yeah.
I back at my other place, we have a TV, so whenever my husband and I were bored, we would just like random videos. So I went through this phase of like watching like boom whacker cover. And it's so intense. Like people go home how they do it. It's like a whole ensemble and they all have their different boom whackers.
Oh my god, that's really funny. Imagine like paying thousands of dollars for the gosh, what's the name of that really famous like concert hall in New York? Starts with a C. Carnegie Hall. Like you pay thousands of dollars to watch
and it's Carnegie Hall boom whackers.
I was literally about to say Roy Thompson Hall.
Nice.
Yeah, that's the most famous place in Toronto.
Yeah,
Roy Thompson Hall.
The Richmond Hill Center for the Performing Arts. That's the most famous place. What are you talking about?
We've had the biggest names there.
Miriam Bleep. And her dance performance.
Oh my gosh. What kind of dance? Hip hop?
Jazz.
Jazz. Did you do jazz hands?
No.
Oh, she was better than that. She was like actually jazz.
She was a step up.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what's another phase I went through?
What?
Watching like school band, elementary school bands, like their performances.
They're awful.
Don't tell me you watched mine.
No. I'm talking about like
they're just going on YouTube to search them up.
Don't tell me you watched mine because mine was bad too.
No, because Miriam, I think our elementary and we were good, like we were fine. Because I think our conductor was like,
oh, she's a hard ass.
Yeah, so it's like, I feel like if we sound bad, she would not let us on stage. But some of these videos, I don't know how they got let on stage. Like, they're just bad. Like, there's one where I think it's Jingle Bells, and the trumpet guy, I'll send you guys the video later. The trumpet guy has, like, his solo, and he's, like, really good. Like, he's hitting it. Like, you can clearly help tell the melody. And you see the conductor, like, raises for like everyone to start, and it's just pure chaos afterwards.
Because it's like, everyone just goes... like that's what it sounds like,
and like you can hear the squeak. You can, oh my god, it's so funny. I'll send you guys the video. I went through.
I remember when I was young, like my parents would come to the concerts, but as we got older, they just wouldn't show up anymore. And I was so offended because like we would be practicing for months, right? But then watching the videos back, I was like, oh, it makes sense. Like, you don't want to listen to this shit. Because we think we sound incredible, but we don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do know that no one could play Mickey Mouse March like I could play Mickey Mouse March.
On what instrument?
On the clarinet, babe.
Oh, clarinet gang, rise up.
Wait, what did you play, Jasmine?
Yeah. Clarinet.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
Okay, wait. You remember the year when you had to pick your instrument?
Yeah.
Why did you pick the clarinet?
Because my friend played the clarinet and she was older than me.
Originally,
following saxophone. Footsteps.
Uh-huh. I wanted to play saxophone, but only, I think, 4 people were allowed to play it. And my friend really, really wanted to play it. So I was like, I'll play clarinet. And then I just played clarinet.
Damn, you're so selfless.
Eh, it was fine because saxophone's kind of hard. So I'm kind of glad it ended up the way it did.
I picked the clarinet because the year before everyone was playing recorders. So I looked at all the instruments and I was like, which one looks most like a recorder? And it was a clarinet.
You know what looks hard? The flute.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you have to like breathe, blow at it a certain way.
Yeah. I wish I did percussion.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been fun.
I was honestly like high key jealous when someone broke their arm and then got to play percussion. I was like, it's that easy to switch.
When Madame Eberlin would be like, watermelon, watermelon.
Melon, prune.
Wait, what? Only broken armed people could play the drums?
Well, no. It's like, for example, if someone who was playing saxophone broke their arm, they can't really play. So then our teacher would just put them on percussion so at least they play something.
We're in music class. Your arm into the wall. Fucking break!
Break!
I'm gonna play the drums!
In like elementary school and like the beginning of high school, I had really shaky hands whenever I had to present. And then like the way that in elementary school, we were tested, it's like you had to play a piece of the song or like a portion of it in front of the class, like in front of the teacher.
Yeah.
So like the thing is, internally, like obviously I'm nervous because who isn't when they present things? But like I wasn't as nervous as like my hands showed. So like whenever I'd present something in like in a random class, people would always feel bad for me. Or they'd be like, oh my God, like she's nervous. But and they'd always compliment me. They're like, oh no, you did great. But like, I'm like, no, I'm fine. But like, no, I'm like, I don't know, my hands weren't. So
I would be so anxious watching you present.
Oh, everyone was so anxious. So like in playing the clarinet, and like the thing is, obviously people, they're looking at you play.
Yeah.
So like, they can see like my hands shaking.
Just and like spasming.
Just had so much pity and so much sympathy. And I think the teacher, our conductor, like had sympathy for me. So I always did really well.
For shaky hands. Roya did very well.
Like the only thing like I think I've ever gotten like a point off for was like if my hands were shake, sometimes the notes weren't like consistent.
Yeah.
So that was like the only thing.
Honestly, I think a lot of people have the same feeling where it's like, oh my God, Roya was so nervous, but she killed it. So like I should give her a higher grade.
It was all mind games.
And we find out like your hands were never shaky.
Yeah.
It was all an act.
I wonder why. Because they randomly just stopped. Once I start, I don't even know when it stopped. It just stopped one day. Who knows?
They were shaking in high school. I remember that.
Yeah. Who knows what psychological barrier was in my head?
Maybe it was leaving high school.
Maybe.
But yeah. So, Boomwhackers, band, great times.
I have like a psychological barrier on Zoom. Like I can't, like in class, presenting on Zoom, I get like so sweaty. Yeah, anxious.
Okay. Honestly, yeah, no, I prefer presenting in person than on Zoom.
Same. Mm. Like I was so scared because I thought in person I would be anxious too, but I was like totally normal. Yeah, yeah. You would think Zoom is the easiest because like they're not looking at you.
Yeah. You know they're not paying attention.
Yeah, so I don't know why. I don't know what that mental block is.
I didn't like presenting in person. Like I had my first in-person presentation this year and I just hated it, and I was like, I wish it was online because I know no one's gonna listen, whereas when it was in person, everyone's looking at me and I know people are gonna ask me questions, and I'm like, bro, just don't ask me.
Yo,
there was one person who asked me so many questions and I was like, bro, I know you want those participation marks, but shut the fuck up.
I hate those people so badly. I can't even like ask a question. Well, I do, but I hate doing it.
I don't do it. And I know my participation banks on it, but I have such a gripe with that. Like, if I don't have a good quality question, I'm not just going to speak for no reason.
But yeah, so like I don't ask questions in lectures because that's just embarrassing. But like I asked them.
Oh, that's what I meant. I ask questions in lectures.
Oh, in like the simple. Oh wait, what? You only ask lectures?
I don't only like sure if I need participation, I'll do that too. But I also ask questions in lectures.
Oh and damn, that's bold.
Do you want to do the topics that I texted?
Mm.
Do you have any idea, like, any ideas?
I don't know what I'm going to say, but I'm sure if someone says something, I'll be able to blab on.
So for our final episode, since we had so much fun, I was thinking we could go back in time. Great transition.
Time travel!
And so the first one is, if you could go back in time, any time, and you can bring one thing with you, what would it be and why? And also, it can't be technology. Like, it can't be a cell phone or a laptop or anything like that.
Okay.
Like, for example, a fidget spinner to a gladiator fight.
I'd bring a Nerf gun.
Oh, my gosh.
But the ones that are, like that are insane, like, have, like...
With the pellets?
Like, three chambers in there.
I was telling my siblings, I was like, for Christmas, I should just Nerf guns. And my sister was like, yeah, buy me, like, the three older ones, like sort of like the machine gun ones, and get my little brother the small ones that you have to load one at a time.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that would be so funny. You just, like, absolutely demolish him and he's trying to reload.
But yeah, like, that coming handy.
Honestly, back in the day, they didn't have toilet paper.
Yeah.
They'd probably think this is crazy. Like, what?
A Tide Pod?
But they don't have a washing machine, Miriam.
Yeah, but they have the bath.
You're gonna bathe in Tide Pod?
No, I mean, you're gonna wash your clothes in a bath and use Tide Pod.
Oh, they would wash it in the river.
River.
That's that's dangerous chemicals going into the fish.
My bad. And bring a...
There goes our PETA sponsorship.
Come on. Later on, there's going to be more stuff going in the water. Might as well add a Tide Pod in there.
They're just dumping all their shit.
Yeah, kid is probably peeing in the river while they clean it. Like,
oh, for sure. That's why in the medieval times, it was safer to drink beer than water. Because the water was so nasty.
Yeah.
A Band-Aid. Like, don't worry, guys.
Well, which one? Like, the sticky ones or, you know, the ones that you, like, wrap?
Which the sticky ones with like a Spider-Man on it, and I'll be like,
okay,
you'll understand in 1,000 years. But Tom Holland and Zendaya, they're gonna be huge.
They're
so cute.
They're so freaking cute. Oh my god, I've been watching Tom and Zendaya TikToks all week.
Did you see the video of them like copying each other's mannerisms?
Yeah.
I thought that was so cute.
Yeah, I did.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I
did. Did you see the one where Tom was like, here, I'll go get Spider-Man? And he turns around and he's like, hey man, I'm really struggling, bro.
No.
Okay, well, I'm gonna send it to you after this, and you're gonna understand, and you're gonna cry.
I'm happy for them, but what about Nicki Minaj? that was my favorite. That was still my favorite.
What about Nicki?
Poor Nicki.
She got a baby.
True. He abandoned their baby.
Who said it was his baby?
Zendaya's baby.
Zendaya and Nicki have a baby. Can I bring like an experience?
What it is? Yeah.
Medieval times. I would make the medieval people go to medieval times.
How accurate is this?
Like
YouTube videos where
when they feed you like tomato soup and they're like, it's dragon's blood.
Medieval times is still a thing, right?
Oh yeah, I really want to go.
Can I go?
Yeah, I saw a video. Oh yeah, once COVID's done, so never.
Do the knights wear masks?
Probably. I saw a video of Brittany Broski going there drunk. It looked so fun.
You know what they would love?
Puzzle.
They would love Marineland. Like, I know, like, animal rights aside, imagine seeing a beluga for the first time. They would love
a laundromat.
Yeah, because their clothes are filthy.
They would
like
love
nasty.
A laundromat.
Damn.
Imagine showing them a Peloton. They're like, what is the point of this? They burn calories.
You know what? You know what'd be cool for them to experience? Ooh. Soft serve ice cream. You know the one that you like do yourself?
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh.
You know what they would love? I don't know if they would love it. I want to see people in the medieval times do the EQAO.
Jerk. Dude, a jerk.
Oh, the hand dancing?
You're a jerk.
No. What? That's stupid. Jerk. She's not on TikTok. She doesn't know.
Oh my god.
Okay, yeah. We're moving on.
Jocelyn, can you jerk? Can you show us what a jerk looks like? No, that's not it.
I don't know what a jerk. Oh, you know what a jerk looks like?
You.
Damn. Your mom.
Your mom.
But like, even if, honestly, bringing a phone to like medieval times, like actual medieval times, I don't think they'd be that impressed. Because why do they care about Twitter? Or even a flashlight.
I do. Ooh.
Ooh.
Because these people use candles.
True. Or,
yeah.
Just bring a lamp.
No outlet.
No, not any lamp. A lava lamp.
A solar-powered lava lamp, so it can keep going.
Freak them out.
What?
The Swiffer, like, wet jet.
Oh.
Imagine you introduce the Roomba. They introduce the Roomba, and then they behead all their servants, because they don't need them anymore.
Damn, Jasmine. Oh, we make it morbid much.
Yeah.
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 You know what would help them out?
What?
A mask.
Oh, during the Black Plague. Rid of, like,
yeah.
That could have, you know, public health.
Could you just bring Dr. Fauci? It wouldn't work, though, because then, like, back then, like, Twitter was a town crier, right? You need, like, no one would know what's going on. You need to get that guy who just screams the news into the town.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Dr. Fauci whispering in his ear what to say. He's yelling, like, we must remain social distanced. I think they'd be impressed with a book.
Don't they already have some
books? I'm pretty sure they have books.
Oh, but like a hardcover book?
A hardcover book. But then again, like, they'd be like, what kind of name is this? And it's like, Jared.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Who's Hermione?
Hermione. Genuinely, when I first saw her name, I thought it was Hermione. 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 Imagine, like, if someone, like, never had friends who read Harry Potter or watched the movies, they're like, oh my god, I love Harry and Hermione. I wouldn't correct them. I just try like, let that live as long as possible.
Sometimes correcting them is more humiliating. Get wrong. You know?
Yeah, I would...
I kind of always correct people. call me an asshole. One of my roommates, she's from Latin America, and she calls Popeyes Popeyes.
Popeyes?
Popeyes.
Oh, ooh, sounds like papayas.
Yeah.
Papayas. And I was like, calling me Popeyes? I'm like, girl, what do you call the character? She goes, Papayas. I was like, wrong.
Wrong. It's like Ellen DeGeneres and Sofia Vergara.
Have you guys seen that video? He's like, Tupperware? He's like, wrong.
Tupperware.
That's what I'm like with her.
Do you think they'd be impressed with Tupperware?
No.
You know what? They'd be impressed with salt.
Ooh. A microwave.
A microwave.
A microwave, as Nigella lost.
You know what? A Kindle.
A hoverboard.
Imagine them riding Heelys. Hoverboards to battle.
Heelys. Oh my god.
Imagine the look on their
silly string. I mean, silly bands.
Silly bands.
So this elastic is shaped like a pig. And this one is a unicorn that is sparkling. Isn't that cool? Then they shoot you.
This is actually the tie-dye. It's really rare.
Imagine showing cavemen, like, this is the tie-dye mask. And they're like, shut up, we need to hunt this woolly mammoth. I would be so useless in, like, any time before, like, the 90s.
You already are.
Like, I'm just, like, you know how people are like, oh my god, I was born in the wrong era. Like, no, I was born in the right one. I would totally, like, if you told me, like, go pick some mushrooms, I'd pick all the, like, poisonous ones. Okay, I'm kind of confused. What is gaslighting?
It's like telling someone how they I thought we've been over this.
Jasmine, I think did I we, swear we have
that, oh I've a lot of people have tried to explain it to me. I still don't really get it.
It's like kind of telling someone how they feel.
Like, okay, Miriam, if you're like, oh, riding a bike is so hard, and I'm like, no it's not, is that gaslighting?
No, you can be like, if I say riding a bike is so hard and you're like, no it's not, you just feel like this.
Oh, okay, that's mean. No, you're just an idiot, Marian. Gaslighting?
Right?
I think, I don't know. I guess. That makes sense.
If I'm telling you how you feel and I'm like, no, you did this. and I'm putting it back on you. That's gaslighting.
Like, oh, that math test was so hard. And you're like, well, that's just because you didn't study.
Yeah.
But I was like, I did. Is that like, gaslight?
Just like, but I think it's like constantly reinforcing it. I don't think it's like a one-time.
Oh, it's not like a one-time comment kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And trying to make that person believe it, that you're right.
Because I was trying to like picture it in the All Too Well movie, but I couldn't really picture out. I couldn't figure out where the gaslighting was. It's there.
In the kitchen.
Yeah, in the kitchen. I just couldn't figure it out. But anyways, the next topic is... if you could bring three people from the past to today, who would it be? And what would you show them? It could be an experience. It could be a thing, anything. And it could be anyone.
Okay. But, like, I don't really, like, there's no one that I really, like, idolize or, like.
You don't have to idolize them. You could pick a villain from like, history and like... put them in the chair. Right? You could, like, bring. I don't want to say, actually. Not on the podcast.
I had a feeling I know who you're going to say.
I think I know who you're going to say.
We all know I was going to say Hitler. Yeah, I'm going to bring Hitler and I'll waterboard him. I'll just bring him to Guantanamo Bay and be like, this is going to be awesome.
Paradise.
For me.
Damn.
Three people?
Like, that's imagine showing Thomas Edison New York. Right?
Imagine who's the guy who discovered gravity?
Newton.
Yeah, imagine showing him those zero gravity chambers.
And then you trick him and you're like, this is how we live now.
You were wrong.
You just gaslight
gaslight history.
Every person discovery, bring him back, gaslight him.
Oh my gosh, like the person who invented plastic, just show them the like plastic in beeswax. The ocean.
Oh,
beeswax?
The beeswax, you know, those ones.
Oh, yeah, that too. We just show them like paper straws and we're like, yeah, your idea was shit.
Look what you did to us.
Look what you made me do.
Ooh, look what you made me do. I bring back Mahatma Gandhi and I show him.
Show him India? Oh.
Crocs and salt.
You guys wear matching Crocs and yeah. Then walk to the sea.
I'd bring back.
Who else invented things?
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Oh my god, like the person who invented the car, bring him to an F1 race.
Jeez!
Who invented the telephone? Is it
Bell?
Bell?
Yeah, show him IMS.
Yeah, everyone hates calling now.
Show him Kick. Who's the person who invented a camera?
Oh.
No idea.
I'd show him a GoPro. Look, it goes underwater, dude.
I'd show him.
Like, yeah, what did yours do?
The person who invented, like, a medication, like penicillin, I'd show them a Flintstone gummy. God damn. Like, whoever invented ibuprofen, I'd show them a Flintstone gummy.
That's so...
Take that.
Take that. No. I Miriam's toes.
She's showing her dirty socks.
They're clean. Yum, yum, yum.
Censor those floor grippers.
If someone came up to you and was like, I want your feet pics, how much are you charging?
100.
How much do you think your feet are worth? 100 only?
$100.
I don't like I personally don't think my feet are that nice.
$100 no pedicure, $200 with a pedicure.
I'm looking at my feet are that nice, never mind.
I'm charging like $500.
But also I don't think anyone how little labor goes into it.
Yeah, think about the buyers. Do you think like
is it worth it for them?
I'd rather sell more feet pics at like $200. Than like one at 500, you know?
No, I'm just saying this is a one-time thing.
Oh, it's a one-time thing?
Well, you could get business.
And he would pay anything?
Anything.
Then I'd ask for...
Okay, but not like a billion. Like something
like 100,000.
Jeez, imagine.
That's a good annual income.
Imagine getting 100,000 for a feet pick? A foot pick?
How do people...
I don't know. It's probably some sort of website that I do not want to Google.
Honestly,
I do know someone who does sell feet pics. Well, I don't know them. My friend knows them. One of my friend's friends sells feet pics.
That's iconic.
And I was like, yes, girl, pay your tuition.
That's really... It's like OnlyFans, but like minus the nudity.
Like there's no effort that goes into it. You just take a picture of your foot and you just send it.
Damn. I'd do it. If anyone wants my feet pic, send us a message on Anchor.
What if, like, your TA asks you for a feet pic?
Oh, I give it?
Yeah.
But then he doesn't raise your mark.
Then I report him.
Yeah, report them.
25th episode. That's great.
My 50th. Armpit hurts so bad.
Going into the new year, how do we feel?
I feel so disconnected defeated. From oh. reality. Like, nothing's happening. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
She coughed.
Omicron, oh, no. Omicron.
Run.
Don't say that. I had a COVID scare the other day, actually. Oh my gosh, my throat's itchy. I'm scared.
Not a scare anymore. She has.
Basically, within the past 2 weeks, I had two COVID scares back to back. The one is my friend was someone's close contact.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to tell my housemate. Like, luckily, since it was like finals, I wasn't really in my room anyways. So, like, I didn't really have to worry. Like, uh oh.
Goddamn.
Uh-oh, Jasmine. Sorry.
I tried to, like, move my microphone away.
So. I'm gonna leave that coffin. But
damn.
But yeah, so then that happened. She did the rapid test, but obviously I had to wait for her actual one.
Mm-hmm.
But then on the day, like, I also had to take an exam. So I go to my stats exam. What was so funny is that someone coughed in the back, and the amount of dirty looks I saw swing their head. That happened. I come home. Then my housemate, he was like, Rory, like, I might be positive. Because his friends were testing positive and he was out with them. So then I was like, oh shit. Because I was like, oh, what do I do? So then we stayed home. And he got tested. He was negative. Then I had to go get tested. But the problem in the place I was, all the testing was booked. Like, they literally had no slots. And our school didn't open a testing center. Like, they had one, then they closed it.
Mm-hmm.
Giant mess, okay? I was planning on, like, getting my, like, trying to book a test and then my mom picking me up. My mom called me and I just started crying. I was like, Mama, I can't be here. And then she picked me up and I was like, wow, Pog.
It's literally the mom pick me up, I'm scared.
I was like, I can't be here for any minute longer. I will actually go insane.
Pog. Did you say that on the phone?
No. Well, I said that.
It's like, I'll pick you up and you're like, Pog.
Mom Pog. Thank you. The school kind of messed up and yeah. But luckily I'm fine. I took a test. I'm negative. So woo, that's where we're at. Jasmine, but you have a COVID scare? Uh-oh.
Oh, it was just that, like, I had a headache and chills. And I was like, oh my God.
I just had to list every single symptom.
Yeah, I couldn't breathe. I had a fever.
Couldn't taste anything.
I still can't. No, I just had a headache and chills. I've been getting headaches recently, which... It doesn't happen to me normally.
When I came home after my mom picked me up, I stayed in my room till I went to go get my test. And what was so not funny? It's like when you're isolating yourself, I gaslit myself every single day. I was, is my throat okay?
You feel the fever, right, Roya? You feel it, right?
I felt it. No, like literally, like it went to a point where I'm like, should I have it? I was like, how could I not?
It's bam. The worst feeling, and
it
you're like,
sucks.
It's awful.
Like, luckily, I'm really happy that since for like the weeks leading up to it, I didn't really go much because I didn't have class. Like, I was just working on my things at home. So like, if I did have it, I wouldn't have to worry about
spreading it.
Yeah, too many people.
Because so, I would be a mess if I gave someone COVID. Yeah. That would ruin me.
That's the thing. I'd be a mess if I gave it, but if someone gave it to me, obviously I'd be upset, but it's like, I could, because they didn't purposely, like,
yeah,
infect me.
But
like, that's
if I gave it to you, I would not forgive myself.
That, like, that's what's so problem. It's like, I wouldn't be able to forgive myself, but, like, you know, if someone gave it to me, I'd be upset, but, like, you know, what can you do? Psychological thing.
It is.
Ugh, but yeah, COVID, scary, guys. It's running rampant in the streets. It's so scary.
Yeah. Are you guys excited for the holidays? Are you guys doing anything?
Only... I'm going to a cottage.
Woo-woo. Just my family. Like, us and then, like, our, like, family friend, like, mom and daughter. I think we're doing, like, hot pot.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, yeah. I had hot pot last night. It's so good.
Ooh.
But yeah. So Ontario on Sunday announced that, not on Sunday, last Friday, they announced that on Sunday we would restrict to 10 people inside. Mm-hmm. And the moment my mom saw that, she's like, we're doing Christmas today. And I was like, what? And we literally threw the party that day.
Because that beats the whole purpose.
Yeah. But, like they didn't want... Because we normally do Christmas Eve with our family friends. And there's going to be, like, almost 20 of us.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no way you can hide that. There's going to be cars on the road, whatever. Mm-hmm. And we didn't want to be fined. So we just threw it that night.
Wow.
But it doesn't really matter. Because, like, we're none of us are religious. So it's not like... Christmas Eve that day matters to us.
I still need to get my gifts.
Same. I'm not done shopping.
Yeah, I'm not done. Just
one thing left here.
Which do you have a gift that you're super proud of that you got, like that you're gonna give to someone?
Not this year, to be honest.
I don't.
What
should we do for our final topic? 2022
predictions.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, personal predictions. Okay.
Oh, predictions for your own life.
Or, like, for any of ours.
We should have done. We should have gone back to our first episode of this year and heard what we said, because I'm pretty sure we did the same thing.
We can do that. We can do that next episode.
Yeah, we could see, like, a year from now.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's cool. I love that this is a time capsule.
Okay, so 2022 predictions for us. It doesn't have to be you, it could be someone else.
I have a feeling Miriam's gonna get a man.
Yeah, me too.
I just see it in your future. Near future.
I don't know. Hopefully. I hope I get into law school in 2022.
Oh, true. Not hope. It's not hope.
I will.
You
knock
know.
On wood, I will get into law school in 2022.
Oh my gosh, that's going to be huge.
I'm getting into law school in 2022.
Exactly.
Manifest it.
You can't use will when you manifest things.
Oh, really?
I can't? So what the fuck am I supposed to say?
No, for example,
I shall.
Like, on our manifestation board during the COVID scares, my house, like, Roya doesn't have COVID.
Oh.
So what do I say?
Like
I won't.
I don't know. Miriam's getting into law
school. Miriam's getting into law school in 2022.
All I know is you can't use will. That's what someone told us.
Okay. Well, Miriam's getting into law school in 2022. Yeah. There we go. Which one? I don't know. But will I get in? Yes.
I don't know.
What else?
Roya is going to have a man in 2022.
Guys, I don't know. I don't know.
That, you know what? Yeah.
I feel it in my bones.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
I don't know.
Jasmine's gonna get a sports media job in 2022.
Oh yeah.
I hope. Oh my god.
I think you will.
I think you will, to be honest.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, not will. I'm going to. I'm gonna
Jasmine
yeah.
has one. She yeah. has one.
Yeah, they okay, already... no, remanifest. I will get a paid one.
No, you can't say will.
Oh shit. I'm... get a paid one.
Okay.
I don't think it works like that. I think it's like the test.
I'm going to get a paid sport media job.
I don't know if that works either.
Okay, whatever.
We're putting it's
angel numbers, horoscopes, Aquarius, energy. I'll make sure I hope it at every 11:11. Shoot, we missed it. It's 11:21 as we're recording. Dang. Anyways. Okay, Roya's will be...
I don't know.
You get all the certificates? Do you get them next year?
True. Who knows?
Honestly, as long as 2022 is just, like, good.
I don't think it will be.
I just want it to be better than 2020. Every year just needs to get better than 2020.
2021 never happened. This was an extension of 2020.
It wasn't that bad.
Yeah, you know
the
what?
The end of it was fine.
Yeah.
Like, summer to the end was mm-hmm. decent.
Minus December.
Minus, like, the last 2 weeks.
Yeah. You, because I feel like we slowly got our lives back, and then it's taken away.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then we'll slowly get it back. And I, gosh,
yeah, no, I mentally can't go through that again. Yeah, damn, went through the ringer this year. Not gonna lie.
And it was an emotional roller coaster.
Ups and downs. Yeah,
100%,
100%. Highs and lows.
Yeah, for Miriam, it was like the behemoth or Leviathan.
Bro, I don't even know what it was. I don't even know what it was. You know, like when you stick your hand out the window and your hand just goes up and down. That's what it was.
But we made it.
We're here. It's over.
Yeah.
We're ready to welcome in 2020.
2022. Yeah.
I don't know about you.
Welcome in with open arms.
I'm 32 now, bro. That's crazy.
I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 2022. Yep.
I think we should end it there. I think that's a good spot to end.
Thanks. I'm so unsure.
If you've been listening this whole year, Genuinely, thank you.
Big ups.
Big shout out to Sarah.
Yeah.
Our Lord. Yeah.
Our biggest fan. Ugh. Arguably our only fan.
Our only fan.
Only fans.
My sister.
Yeah.
And my sister. Oh, I don't know if we were seeing her name on here. And Rosalyn.
And Roya, do you want to say your home address so we know where to find Rosalyn?
I think I know.
But yeah, thank you. Happy holidays to you and your family.
Stay safe.
We'll see you in the new year. Don't take risks.
Don't make unnecessary journeys.
But yeah, stay safe. Bye, guys.
Big ups. Godspeed. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.